And research by Ancestry.ie has, which used online birth records, they've compared the popularity of first names over the past 100 years from 1917 until 2017 with some interesting results. And joining us on the phone line is Russell James. How are you, Russell?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
How does your name fare now in 2017?
My name wasn't in the top 100 in either, so I just have to put up with being slightly rare.
And I went with Joan for my daughter, and she's always like, I've never met another person my age named Joan. I'm like, you probably won't. Or Joanies are popular, but not Jones. So tell us a little bit about this study.
Yeah, and it just illustrates how records can give us this kind of personal view of history. It is, I would think, surprising to many people how much the makeup of the top 100 most common baby names has changed over the last 100 years. So names like Margaret, Bridget, Catherine that were, you know, the top 10 most common names in 1917, not even in the top 100 now. Especially with girls' names. It's interesting. I don't know if that's because men's names tend to be passed down through the family. Certainly we've spoken to people and that's sort of a
That would seem like the
tradition.
Obvious, yeah, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you know, and then other names have sort of, you know, come out of nowhere. Names like Lily and Emma and Lucy that are so common now and just weren't used 100 years ago.
Evas and Avas, and at one stage in my daughter's class, there was 3 Sophies and 2 Sophias. So they're popular. So to give us some of the examples, you've divided it into groups that are, you know, critical names, endangered and at risk. Give us an idea of some of the critical names.
Yeah, so names that have stopped being used at all, basically for the last few years, haven't been given to any babies in Ireland, include Herbert, Norman, Cecil, Gertrude, Ethel and Evelyn, all of them. You know, and obviously there are still people alive with those names, but they haven't been given to any babies in the last few years.
So no registered babies like Sylvester. I love Bartholomew. No registered Bartholomews.
That's it. People, and it's so representative of fashion, isn't it? Of just these names drop out of, they begin to be seen as old-fashioned, and then they're not used at all. And then there's other names that have just dropped hugely in popularity, and these include names that we would probably see as traditionally really sort of common names. So, and often they're biblical names is an interesting trend. So the biggest drops are Mary and Joseph.
Right.
It's such an obvious sort of example.
We have a Mary in our class, actually, and I did think that was really sweet. And Lucy, because they are old-fashioned names, but as you say, Lucy's come back into vogue. So in 1917, there were 11,000 newborn girls registered with Mary, and in 2017, there was only 64, and similar to John, was it?
Yeah, that's right. So John and Patrick is another one, which, you know, such a traditional name. And they're not gone, but just this, you know, they were the top 2-3 most popular names, and now they're far more rare, far less common.
Right. And then the at-risk names are ones that are just not being used, obviously, very often anymore.
Yeah, and again, and interestingly, these tend to be the longer names, and it's really representative of language. How, for example, Elizabeth, far less common, but Liz or Beth are sort of growing in popularity. Similarly, Theodore to Theo, Catherine to Kate, and you know, with the sort of rise of texting, none of us can be bothered to type out whole words anymore.
Full names,
I
know.
It sort of makes sense. You know, Catherine is far too much for anybody to write on a certificate.
And
it has to be Kate now.
It has to be Kate. And Russell, do you think that maybe, is there something in the fact that, you know, there's so many more people in the world now and so many of us have so much of our lives online that people are just craving to be individual and coming up with individual names?
Yeah, I mean, there are still very common names. And so, like you say, Sophie, you know, you tend to see a lot of them. Similarly, Emily, you know, it's not necessarily that the names are more spread. It's just very different names. So I would say absolutely there is kind of this fashion. It, often they're driven by celebrity, either by, you know, celebrities' own names or when celebrities give the names to their children. So I think it definitely is sort of representative of this online culture. But as I say, it's not necessarily
Right.
You know, everybody picking crazy names. It's just different names that are growing.
But some of the booming names are ones that I would associate with being another generation. And one of my favorite names is Grace, and that became very popular in recent years. Charlotte, and as you mentioned, Lily and Emma and Anna, they're all, Emily as well, like they're all older names, but they just for some reason are becoming back into fashion. And then some of the booming boys' names, give us some of those ones.
Yeah, so Harry has grown hugely, we did similar research in Britain, and that was the same in Britain. Obviously, Prince Harry is sort of an obvious example of a celebrity. Adam is one that's grown hugely in the last 100 years, and I was sat on the train this morning trying to rack my brains at why that would be, and I struggled to come up with a reason.
Yeah, honestly. I wonder.
Similarly, Luke, you know, they just seem to come back into fashion, and then they take off from there.
It's interesting. It is fascinating. And I know that the Irish Times, I don't know if they're still doing it, but they used to do a drop-down kind of menu. And you could say, punch in a child's name and see how many babies were registered in that year for it. And it is fascinating. And I know for a fact that there was only 3 babies named Joan in the year that Joan was born. So it is, you do feel like it's special and unique. Yeah. And obviously this family tie.
As I say, it is interesting, this sort of personal thing. I imagine the first thing everybody does is look for their name, and then the second thing is they look for their family's name.
Yeah. You know,
and it is sort of representative of how people use these records online. It's such a personal
hobby. It is, and everybody has an association with a name as well. It's a horrible thing when you have an association with a name. Somebody you knew in the past, you go, I've never liked an Eileen, yes, and it's so unfair. Russell, it's fascinating. Ancestry.ie, and people can read about it inside the newspapers this morning as well. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Great
talking. Take care. Bye. Bye.